Let's read together Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. In this first section of Luke chapter 5, we have the account of two miracles of our Lord, the great catch of fish and the healing of a leper. Let's read about the great catch of fish in verses 1 through 11. Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them, and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Let's begin our study of this first portion of Luke chapter 5 with some background notes. In Luke chapter 4, we had the announcement of the Lord's Messiahship at Nazareth and the beginning of his great Galilean ministry. Luke then proceeds to record a number of miracles of our Lord to demonstrate his authority over all areas and thus back up his claim to be the Messiah and Son of God. We saw his power and authority over demons and over disease at the end of chapter 4. Now here in the first part of chapter 5, we see his power and authority over nature in the miraculous catch of fish and his power over the dreadful disease of leprosy. In reference to the miraculous catch of fish here in Luke chapter 5, recognize that there are two big catches of fish in the gospel record. One at the beginning of the Lord's ministry, recorded here in Luke chapter 5, and one after our Lord's resurrection in John chapter 21, where Peter was restored. These are not the same event, mixed up in time by the gospel writers, as some critics of the Bible are likely to suggest. No, they are two separate miracles, one at the beginning of our Lord's earthly ministry and one at the end. In verse 11 here, we read that after the miraculous catch of fish, when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Now, this is not the first time that Peter and possibly the others had met the Lord. We learn in John's gospel that during our Lord's earlier Judean ministry, Peter was brought to the Lord by Andrew. And we read of some disciples being present when the Lord changed the water into wine at Cana in John chapter 2. And also of some disciples being with the Lord when he met the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Events which had already taken place before this miraculous catch of fish here in Luke chapter 5. But now we see that Peter and the others are more committed as they leave the fishing business to follow the Lord. And then in Luke chapter 6, we will see the official call of the 12 to the office of apostleship. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this first portion of Luke chapter 5. Doctrinal point number one, Christians should be creative in their ministry. Christians should be creative in their ministry. There are a lot of lessons that we can learn from this miracle involving fish about serving the Lord in the ministry of catching people for the Lord. Remember, it was on this occasion, according to Matthew and Mark, that the Lord said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Certainly the lesson that the Lord knows where the fish are and that he can direct us to where to let down the nets is part of the teaching of this miracle. Maybe many of us have been like the disciples and fished all night, as it were, and caught nothing. Our neighbors and colleagues at work don't seem the slightest bit interested. And then there's the lesson of launching out into the deep. Maybe we just want to fish in the shallows of Christian living. We need to get more involved and be more committed, and then we'll see results. There's also the lesson here that along with successful ministry, there will be problems. The nets were breaking, and the boats were sinking. Now, we would call these good problems, but they are problems. Whenever you're working with people, there will be problems. And the more successful and blessed the ministry is, the more people will be involved and the more problems there will be that need to be resolved. Now, the lesson I've chosen for our first doctrinal point is believers should be creative in their ministry. We see this lesson illustrated in the way the Lord used Peter's boat as a platform and pulpit in order to speak to the large crowd of people that were pressing in around him on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. The Lake of Gennesaret is another name for the Sea of Galilee. Now, do you think that we would have come up with the idea of using Peter's boat to speak to the people? We would now because we know the rest of the story. Well, what about then? We too should follow the example of our Lord and be creative in ministry in order to speak to more people. Illustration. Think of the creative ways Christians have used the internet to speak to more people around the world about the Lord. The most creative ways to evangelize are yet to be thought of. Christians should be creative in their ministry. Doctrinal point number two. Christians should be compassionate in their ministry. Christians should be compassionate in their ministry. Verses 12 through 16. And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, the report went out concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Notice again in these last two verses that we've just read how the Lord took time out to get away from the crowds to spend time in prayer. This is the way, as the perfect Son of Man, the Lord stayed focused without burnout, and we need to do the same. Now, in reference to the leper, Dr. Luke diagnosed the man as full of leprosy. This was definitely a bad case of leprosy. Most of us would have turned away and would have been reluctant to get involved. But the Lord showed compassion and reached out and touched him and healed him. Let me ask you, would you touch a leper? Leprosy is contagious. Touching a leper made you unclean under the law. But the Lord showed compassion, and so should we. Most of us are not involved in ministry involving literal lepers. But all of us are involved with people where compassion is needed. Leprosy in the Bible is a picture of the ugliness of sin. In the early stages, the effects of leprosy can be covered up. But it's only a matter of time before the horrible effects of leprosy are manifested. So it is with sin. The ugliness of sin and its effects become obvious with time. And it's hard to show compassion to someone who is in the ugly stages of sin. But as the Lord showed compassion and was willing to reach out and help this poor man who cried out for help, so we should show compassion and be willing to help sinners who call to us for help, even those who have the horrible scars and sores of sin. Christians should be compassionate in their ministry. Notice in verse 14 that the Lord told the leper to go show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. Under the law, cleansed lepers were to go and show themselves to the priest to be officially declared clean. I wonder how often that happened in Israel's history. But here it happened, and thus became a testimony that this was the Messiah who was here. And his claims to being Messiah are being backed up by his authority, even over the disease of leprosy. But through it all, in healing this man, the Lord showed compassion, and we should follow that example. Christians should be compassionate in their ministry. Now, what about practical application from this first portion of Luke chapter 5? You can loan your boat to the Lord. You can loan your boat to the Lord. Now, some of you may be saying that you'd love to get more involved in serving the Lord, but you don't know what your spiritual gifts are and how to get started, etc., etc. So what could you do? Well, you could be like Peter and loan your boat to the Lord. I say loan because the Lord is no one's debtor. The Lord will always make good on what he borrows from you, as he did here with the miraculous catch of fish. But you say, I don't have a boat. Do you have a house? Do you have a vacation condo? Do you have a minivan? Do you have a pickup truck? Do you have a business? Do you have some equipment? These things can be used in many ways to serve the Lord. So get going. You can loan your boat to the Lord. Practical application number 2. Let's remember that we are not worthy. Let's remember that we are not worthy. In verse 8, we read of Peter's initial reaction and response to the Lord after the miraculous catch of fish. Verse 8, once again. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Peter rightly recognized his total unworthiness when he realized that he was dealing with the Lord of the universe, a man who could control even the movements of the fish in the Sea of Galilee. I wonder what our first reaction would have been if we had been in Peter's sandals and we realized that the Lord of the universe had just blessed us with a miraculous catch of fish. I'm sure we would have been very thankful. But would we also have wished that we had had a bigger boat? Would we have wanted the Lord to become our partner in a more lucrative fishing business? Would we have just stood there in awe saying, I can't believe it? Or would we have gone down on our knees as we recognize that we were dealing with a holy God and as we realize our own unworthiness? That should be our reaction. And we should further realize that it is only because of what the Lord has done for us on the cross that we are now worthy to be in his presence. In fact, it's only because of the righteousness of Christ, which is part of our salvation, that we can have boldness to enter the presence of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Let us never lose sight of the fact that in ourselves, we are totally unworthy. We are not worthless because we have been created in the image of God. But apart from Christ, we are totally unworthy because of our sin. So when the Lord blesses us with the next miraculous catch of fish, as it were, let's remember that we are not worthy.